Welcome to the Lucralla Monthly Teleconference, taking place on Monday, the 20th of June, 2016 at 2300 UTC. On the call today, we have Emmanuel Alcantara, Carlos Vera Quintana, Rathme Satiro, Mark Dadasil, Ricardo Holmquist, Aida Nuobla, Christian Casas, Harold Arcos, Alberto Soto, Humberto Carrasco, Maritza Aguirre. And at this time, I have no members on the English or French channel. On the Portuguese channel, we have Aline Andres. We have listed apologies from Sylvia Airline Medi, Carlos Raul Gutierrez, Javier Chandra, Carlos Aguirre, and Juan Manuel Rojas. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Rodrigo Saucedo, and myself, Terry Agnew. Our Spanish interpreters today are Veronica and David. Our Portuguese interpreters is Bettina, and our French interpreters are Camilla and Claire. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking, not only for transcription purposes, but also to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. With that, I would now like to turn it back over to Humberto to begin.
This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. We will begin with our monthly meeting. And I would like to know whether you hear me okay. If that is the case, we will proceed with the adoption of the agenda for today. So I will give the floor to Maritza for her to read the agenda. Go ahead, Maritza, you have the floor. Maritza Agüero speaking. Thank you very much, Humberto. Once again, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Maritza Agüero for the record. Can you hear me okay? Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's begin with our meeting, and this is review of ALAC public consultations by Banda Scartesini. She will be developing the policies and telling us about this, the policies that are being developed in ALAC. Then we will proceed with a presentation by Rathme Siterio on the cybersecurity for Latin America and the Caribbean region, the perspectives and current challenges. After that, we will have the presentation of the mitigation plan for Lucralla. This report will be delivered by Rodrigo Saucedo. After that, we will have the presentation of the new working group for final users of Latin America and the Caribbean region. The group will be open to all interested parties, and Alberto Soto will present the proposal. This item on the agenda will be moderated by Humberto Carrasco. After that, we will present the status of the open working groups and update of the data and addresses for community members. That report will be delivered by me. Then we will be dealing with the Lucralla mediation process, and then we will have any other business at the end of our call. So, Humberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Maritza, for the update. I wanted to know whether Vanda is already connected to the call. Vanda speaking. Yes, I am connected. Humberto speaking. Okay, Vanda, with that, I give you the floor for you to speak about the public consultations, the ALAC public consultations. Go ahead, please. This is Vanda Scartesini speaking. Okay, good. I will be showing my presentation on the screen. I will speak about relevant points of interest. Can we please upload the presentation? Okay, there we go. So I will speak about relevant points for Lucralla. Okay, there we go. The presentation is okay there. So I will speak about these relevant points that are being dealt with in ALAC. The most important thing, and I believe that most of you already know, budget has been approved, and we have some topics that are really interesting. We will have a new different session for Hyderabad and Copenhagen. The ALAC team leader, the ALAC leader team plus the RALO leaders will be together. There will be an extra day. Then we will have an approved developing session for Hyderabad. And this session will be held on Friday afternoon. And that is for ALAC members and for ALAC people continuing or in the following year and the incoming members. The idea is to have a special session after the meeting, the Hyderabad meeting ends. The following topic has to do with the approval of the $2,000 for RALO, and the IPv6 capacity building session was also approved, and this was proposed by Reitman. The other topic that was approved was the fixing or the budget to fix machine translation for LAC-RALO, because the translation that we have, the automatic translation that we have is not good, so sometimes when we speak in English or when we translate into English or Spanish, that is not well understood. Then, flexibility to use travel slots has been approved. Therefore, if you cannot attend or if you cannot travel, then that slot might be used to invite some other person to attend the meeting. For example, in Helsinki, for Helsinki, we have selected Dev. There are certain opinions about this, and we also have to take into account if that person is leading a group, if he's actively involved. But anyway, this is an opportunity to participate, to engage in our activities, and the idea is to have the opportunity to participate in the meetings. Then we have a new mitigation plan. I understand Umberto will be telling us about this mitigation plan later on. And in the new GTLD working group, which is a subsequent procedures working group, and this is because it is a group that will be dealing with certain topics that have to do with a new GTLDs. So there you have a link. We carried out a survey that will be published, and we are now trying to collect information to proceed with our activities in terms of the issues that users are facing, etc., etc. So the GNSO work can be found here. You will see the calendar for you to participate in case you are interested in participating. So the next topic has to do with another working group, and that is the Consumer Trust Working Group. So this is the trust for the consumer that was discussed in previous instances. There are markets that are not well developed or served. There is a project to deal with consumer trust and competition, consumer choice, and at the same time, this project has to do with safeguards, with the trust of the consumer. Please, let's go to slide number 2. There we go. So, then we have discussed activities and works related to new GTLDs, applications and evaluation processes. This working group will probably have a face-to-face meeting in September, but we still don't know where. When it comes to the IANA transition and accountability issues, in this link, you will be able to find information about ICANN. These are not the bylaws, indeed. These are in the conditions . This is the interpreter. We are not receiving Vanda. Vanda speaking again. So we have a web page for bylaws, but I can send that information to you. I can send all this information with the changes and the amendments made to ICANN bylaws in this case. Now we will speak about this topic, and this is an assessment for LAGRALO, and we will be discussing Jan Jack's comments. He said that this was very interesting for all users. So in this case, we will find information about the answer to the American government and the reply that end users have given to this proposal and to the American government. And then we will speak about the things that are missing. We will speak about legislation. We will also speak about transparency and sustainability. This working group has already worked on an assessment, a very positive assessment on this work. There are some other topics that have been discussed. One of these topics has to do with a GAC. For the Helsinki meeting, we will have a person to be able to stay and to attend GAC meetings. But since all these happened out of the blue, in fact, it was decided a week ago, we didn't have enough time to change to proceed with the voting, so we all vote to have the working group, to have that team that is to say the chair and vice chair made a decision, and that decision was the one taking into account. So Euro was selected to participate because he lives in Helsinki, and he also is a member of certain international forums, fora at the different organizations. So he will be working, and he also works as a foreign affairs member for the Finland government. So for this event, Euro will be selected. For the next event, for our next meeting, there will be a group, a selected working group, and that group will select all the people wanting to participate so that we can have participation within GAC. So when it comes to this proposal, we will have proposals for ICANN board members and for the ALAC leader. So we will be deciding or we'll be discussing this information in Helsinki. Another important topic, very important for us, is the creation of a working group with Rinalia. She belongs to ALAC, as you know. This group will be working on internet governance. The idea is to have a better and more active participation in those topics and for users that are interested in those topics. There is also an outreach and engagement task being developed. And this working group on outreach and engagement will be in charge of explaining what we will be doing in Helsinki. Helsinki will be a B meeting, and this B meeting is only focused on policy issues and on outreach. So this outreach and engagement working group is working on different activities in order to bring people from universities and other people for them to participate within ICANN. And although the idea is to do outreach, we know that in that country the percentage of connection, the level of connection is very high, but since this was already planned for Panama and there was a change in the location of the meeting, then these activities will be carried out all the same. So we will have this interaction with people at Helsinki. We will be working with different working groups, with other members of working groups, and this will be related to ICANN and Helsinki. And the last item or the last point is that for Helsinki, we will have, and you can download this information to your computers, we will be having a calendar with all the events, and you can see that information on the link. The link for At Large is not ready yet, but you can see the information at ICANN, where you can have all the information related to ALAC, and you will see all the meetings and events that we will be having in Helsinki.
So I'm at your disposal to answer any question you may have, and then I would like to thank you all. Thank you very much. I believe this presentation can also, you can also get it from Marita. I'm sure she can send it to all of you. Thank you very much. So I now give the floor to Maritza or Umberto, I'm not really sure. This is Maritza speaking. Thank you very much, Banda. This is Maritza for the record. Thank you for your presentation. So now, Raitme is going to take the floor. Raitme, are you online? This is Raitme speaking. Can you hear me? Good evening. This is Maritza again. Raitme, please go ahead. Take the floor. This is Raitme speaking. It seems I'm having a connectivity issue. I'm trying to see if the presentation is loading now. Maritza speaking. We are hearing you. Sorry, this is Silvia speaking. We are hearing you a bit low. Can you please speak up? Raitme speaking now. Can you hear me now? Okay. So let's begin then. Very good evening. I am a member of the ISOC ALS. It seems my presentation hasn't really uploaded. Now it has. Okay, so I'm going to present on the cybersecurity in the Latin American and Caribbean region. This simply attempts to be an introductory paper to update you on the situation in our region. So let's begin. Most of the developed regions in the world include a strategic security or a safety strategy that also encompasses economic, social, educational, and legal aspects that are related with the Internet. Now, as for sovereignty and policy making, we are seeing that this is becoming more and more relevant in our region, and we are seeing more participation of military sectors and the branches, different branches of the government in policymaking. An important aspect is that the more data we exchange with ICTs, more concerns we will have in connection with security and privacy online. On the other hand, the trend is to have more and more requirements on obligatory or mandatory data retention. This is justified based on safety reasons or security reasons, and this may be in conflict with privacy, anonymity, and freedom of expression, which are all principles that make us use our right to use the Internet. If data cannot be based on the due process, we will be facing a situation in our countries that may suppress or seriously reduce our liberties. However, cybersecurity strategies are usually focused on two aspects. First, protecting society basing cyber issues or cyber threats, including fraud, phishing, and others. Secondly, to foster economic prosperity and social prosperity in a context where the main activities are based on the use of ICTs. However, when we make reference to the OEIS, respect of the human rights and these principles, these architectural principles, are key to strengthen trust in our region. I am now going to refer to the trend in Latin America and the Caribbean. Raising awareness on the importance of developing strategies for cybersecurity is increasing in the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. The relevant countries in these aspects, and they already have strategies that have already been implemented, are Colombia, Jamaica, Panama, and Trinidad and Tobago. I have been able to attend in 2014. I attended the Trinidad and Tobago School of Empowerment, and this allowed me to be aware of how they are developing their basic principles. There are other countries that are still in process of development, such as Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Peru, Paraguay, and others. The level of maturity in these strategies varies even in terms of providing a framework for cooperation between governmental agencies and external stakeholders, such as the societies dealing with or organizations dealing with technical issues. In the Latin American region, this has not been broadly developed. This is what allows us to have different platforms, including the different developments that we may have in the different governments. In the countries, in countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, we can still go to a concept of cybersecurity that derives not only from military aspects, but also from a balance. Cooperation between stakeholders is notable in many countries in Latin America. We may find, for example, the creation of teams for incident responses to cybersecurity issues, such as CSIRT, and this is becoming more widespread in the region. There are very few countries who do not really have these organizations. The OAS, together with organizations such as ISOC, are still working in countries where we do not have these response teams, so that these responses can be created and we can have annual or semestral reports. And also to have cooperation in the different organizations. And this has allowed to exchange information, to have good practices, and this has led to more robust communication systems. Improvement of national capacities is essential to increase trust in public and private digital services that will pave the way to a digital economy and to a trustworthy electronic governance. We will now refer to the main challenges raised in the different countries in Latin America. One, defining and criminalizing cybercrime. It is important to take the Brazilian case where based on a draconian law that had different provisions in cybersecurity proposed by Congress, well, this had a very strong opposition by academia and civil society, and it actually led the way for the creation of a legal framework. However, the government has a very interesting view. The government believes that instead of creating a criminal law, it needed to create the rights and responsibilities that were not really defined for users in the Internet. This ended in the approval of the civil law framework for the Internet, and this actually deals with net neutrality, liability of intermediaries, and liability of the public sectors, as well as data retention. This link will lead you to the place where you can download the English version of this civil framework. Another important issue is the concern for the protection of privacy online and data protection. After the Snowden revelations in 2013 and the awareness in cybersecurity and personal data that is now existing, this has become more clear than in the past. For example, when I use now Facebook or I send an email, we can see that now we have created what we call a digital identity. We create metadata, which is processed at the professional level or personal level, and this impacts in my life and in my reputation. But as the Internet has become essential for the social development in Latin America, consequences of not protecting it may affect trust in online activities, and this may have potential consequences such as in Internet government, in Internet banking, and in some professions online that are no more reliable as they were in the past because people do not trust. However, these may have potentially negative consequences for emerging economies. We have seen the following recommendations, and these recommendations do not include the wide range of issues related to balance between security and protection of human rights. However, the mere enjoyment of human rights by Internet users is a duty that we all need to protect, both governments, civil societies, and the public in general. But some essential issues have been addressed to safeguard these rights, while safer security issues are also being taken into account. This is the first of the recommendations, defining and enforcing regulatory frameworks for data protection and privacy that are essential. We need to balance the provision of security with the need to safeguard rights of individuals. Approval and enforcement of privacy frameworks and data protection frameworks that will also help us achieve this aim. And it is also essential to balance the costs and benefits of having different provisions for data retention, and this needs to be adequate for reality. We also should use the need and the proportionality of assessing the different aspects of these dispositions. Another recommendation is the creation of national multi-sectorial platforms that are sustainable. This is also a very important aspect, and it is an aspect that is also shared by ICANN. It is necessary to foster regulations that are discussed by the multi-stakeholder model to define aspects such as technical and legal feasibility. But the different networks of different stakeholders may help develop a framework with a vision to the future so that cybersecurity in the region can provide us their own perspectives and also give their input in a regulatory framework that can also consider what's happening in the present, such as the cloud, big data, and the Internet of Things, that will also impact in the different technologies. Let's now focus on another recommendation. Cybersecurity has now integrated a lot more than in the past because we now have channels for cooperation at the different levels between national governments and regional and world networks. It is also important to consider that we need to work to strengthen cooperation and also to facilitate these discussions in the regions. For example, the next IGF in Costa Rica is an important framework for these discussions. Also in fora such as the IGF that will be held in Mexico, and for next week we will see the second ICANN event this year. It is also important to consider that the non-border nature of the Internet is essential to harmonize the legal frameworks. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, I have taken the OAS report on cybersecurity, so if you have any questions, here's the link, and you can also email me. This is my email. Thank you very much for your time.
This is Maritza Werov. Thank you very much, Raime, for your great presentation. Is there any question, any comment, anything that you would like to add? Maritza Agüero speaking. Is there any question or comment for Raime? This is Maritza speaking. There seems to be many people writing on the chat, so let's give in a couple of minutes to see what their questions are. And this was Maritza Huerta for the record. I see Alfredo Lopez in the chat. He has typed the following. We have been working with these issues in Colombia, and we have created a digital cybersecurity policy. And this was a comment. This was just a comment, but perhaps he might be asking a question later on. Let's give him a couple of seconds to finish his comment. Vanda Scartesini is typing the following. This is a comment for Raidme. She will be sending the final text of the civil framework, Marco Civil, for Raidme. This is Maritza Agüero speaking. Well, in case there are no questions, no comments for our speaker, we will now proceed to give the floor to Rodrigo Saucedo. He will present the mitigation plan for the Lagrado region. Rodrigo, are you there? Are you on the call? This is Maritza speaking. Humberto, we cannot hear you. I'm sorry for that. Sorry, Humberto, we cannot hear you. So this is Maritza speaking. Could you please, may I ask the staff to connect Humberto to the call? This is Silvia Ivanco speaking. Humberto, we are not hearing you.
And this is Terry, and I do confirm his dial-out line disconnected, and we're dialing back out to him. It'll be a moment.
Maritza speaking. Thank you very much, Terry, for the update. I have a question by Alexis from Internet Venezuela. He says, thank you very much for the presentation. I have a question for Raidme, and the question is the following. Which should be the user's role in terms of public policies for cybersecurity? Raidme, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Raidme Citerio speaking. I will answer this question now. The role of end users to define public policies is to listen, to analyze, and to propose. And the state should also be able to listen to that, because it makes no sense to have users well organized, but if there is no support by the state, well, that makes no sense. I believe that national fora, for example, that are being now held in different Latin America and the Caribbean countries are defining a framework in terms of public security, and they are defining policies in terms of e-government and end users. And there are different rules being applied, but according to different conversations that I have had with some colleagues working on the topic, the current issue is that there are politicians who do not understand these type of policies, so there is no way of differentiating things such as human rights and policies, because they believe one thing does not affect the other. When they share information, for example, there is information which is very confidential. So it is necessary, taking this into account, to have parameters so that we can fix the limits in this regard. And in this case, it is necessary on one hand to have users, and that users are aware of the roles and that they understand the roles. Is there any other question or any other comment that you would like to ask? Thank you very much for your question. Thank you very much for the comment. I'm also ready to share further information with you. I will be posting information on the wiki, or I'm also in touch with our colleagues from Trinidad and Tobago, just in case you want to have further information. Maritza Agüero speaking. Thank you very much, Raime, for your answer. This is Humberto speaking. Maritza, can you hear me? Maritza speaking. Yes, Humberto, go ahead. This is Humberto speaking. I would like to know whether there are further questions for Raime. Maritza speaking. I don't see anyone with a hand up, or I don't see further questions or other questions in the chat. Humberto speaking. Okay, if that is the case, I will now give the floor to Rodrigo Saucedo. He will speak about the mitigation plan. Rodrigo Saucedo speaking. Thank you very much, Humberto. Good afternoon and good evening to you all. This is Rodrigo Saucedo for the record. Can you hear me okay? Maritza speaking. Yes, we hear you okay. Rodrigo Saucedo speaking. Okay. So, first of all, on behalf of Rodrigo de la Parra, I present his apologies because he's participating in the 4th Latin American Congress on Telecommunications, and he's not able to join this call, and he's right now in Mexico. Today, I will speak about a summary of this mitigation plan for the Latin America and the Caribbean region. First of all, I would like to tell you that last week we had an online webinar where we presented this mitigation plan to all the community, just in case you are interested in listening to the recordings or in viewing the video. There you will be able to download the presentation and the MP3 files in English and Spanish as well. First of all, I would like to explain to you why we have this mitigation plan. This plan is created due to the rotation of ICANN meetings that we would be having in our region, in Panama, in Puerto Rico. As you already know, the decision to relocate meetings was made due to the Zika virus. So the idea of moving the meeting to another region may have an impact, a negative impact, in the Latin America and the Caribbean community within ICANN. In the last week webinar, we had Sally Costerton, and she made it very clear that this decision was not taken out of the blue. This was a decision that was taken with caution, and it was very difficult to make this decision of leaving Latin America without any meeting. But the idea was to take into account the situation in the region. So this slide that you see on the screen shows you our next meetings. This slide was presented by Nick Tommaso. He is part of the meeting team at ICANN. As you can see, in 2017, we will not be having any meeting in our region, in Latin America and the Caribbean, but in 2018, we will have ICANN 61, and the idea is to have the meeting in Puerto Rico. That is almost a fact. We are dealing with that. And for ICANN 62, which is a public policy forum, that will be held in Panama as it was planned for this year. In 2019, we will have a meeting in North America. We will not have any meeting in the LAC region. And in 2020, there will be a meeting, which is ICANN 67, in the LAC region. But this is not defined yet. The following steps are being taken by the meeting team, and the steps are to finalize the arrangements for the meeting in March 2018, that this is for the Puerto Rico meeting, And the team is also finalizing the arrangement for the meeting in Panama. Let me tell you a little bit about the mitigation plan. This mitigation plan is divided into five points or actions. The first action is to support participation in current engagement events. Basically, the idea is to identify key engagement events in the region and to provide additional support for our LAC community to participate. The second action would be to support participation in a regional and global events. Basically, the idea is to provide additional support for people in our region to attend some regional events such as LACNIC, LACNOG, LACTLD workshops, the third LACDNS forum. The regional IGF, which will be held in San Jose, Costa Rica next year. The third action is to organize remote hubs. The idea is to organize these strategic remote hubs in the region for ICANN 56 and ICANN 57. The idea is that the regional team, for example, in Brazil, there will be a hub. Another hub will be in Santa Lucia with Oliver Daniels. In Bolivia, we will have another remote hub. And the idea is to have these regional remote hubs for our community to be able to participate. But support will also be provided to people who are interested in organizing a remote hub in their countries. The fourth action or item has to do with the organization, the creation of webinars and readout sessions. This is, or the idea is to coordinate webinars prior to ICANN 56 and ICANN 57 in order to explain the topics that will be dealt with in their meetings and to highlight the most important sessions and the topics that are of vital importance for the region at the global level. There will be also readout sessions. This is a kind of test that was carried out first in Brazil with Daniel Fink and Wanda Scartesini. Perhaps they can tell us a little bit about the details of these readout sessions. These readout sessions are held immediately after an ICANN meeting, and the idea is to provide a summary, an update of the meeting of the topics dealt with the ICANN meetings for the community in that country. And finally, we will have the presence of experts in the region. We will have the, for example, the ICANN CEO and some global ICANN leaders. They will be there, present in different events. For example, in the DNS, LACDNS forum that will be held in Costa Rica in August, the new CEO, the new ICANN CEO, will be participating, and we also have Sally Costerton as well. So basically, this is the mitigation plan. We have five actions or 5 points. This presentation is already uploaded on the wiki page, so you will be able to see this calendar, which goes from June to December 2016. And there you will see the different events, the different regional events. You'll see there the different support that is being provided by ICANN, for example. You will have sponsorship, supporting materials, travel support for certain community members. In this case, for example, we have in July, August. I'm not going into details because the idea was already explained. In fact, the main idea is to provide support for people to attend these events. And in December, you can see we have the LACRALO 10th anniversary celebration. This will be held in Guadalajara, Mexico, and in that case, there will be ICANN support by means of the staff, and there will be sponsorship for the event. So with this, I end my presentation. Thank you very much for letting me tell you about this mitigation plan. And if you have any question or any comment, I am at your disposal. Thank you very much. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Rodrigo. So now I open the floor for questions. This is right. May I have a question? When it comes to remote hubs for ICANN 56, well, as far as I knew, we would have a remote hub for ICANN 56. So I would like to volunteer to collaborate with that idea. But due to the difficulties that we had in our country, in our university, to be a remote hub, For last year, so we had to explain the reasons why we were not able to provide remote connection. So I understood that this idea of having remote house was not possible. So I would want to know when you changed this decision. This is Rodrigo Saucedo for the records. Thank you very much, Raidme, for your question. In fact, I'd rather not answering that question directly to you. I will send the reply to the LACRALO mailing list, but I understand that there will be remote hubs. However, I repeat, please let me check this information, all this information, and I will be delivering a formal reply to the LACRALO list, okay? Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much. Hello? Right, me speaking. Hello, can you hear me? This is Alfredo Lopez speaking from Colombia, and I have a question. Humberto speaking. Alfredo, go ahead, please. Alfredo speaking. We organized an Internet Day in May, and we spoke about cybersecurity and Internet. And, of course, we take into account the event of the LACRALO 10th anniversary. So I was in touch with Alberto Soto. This was a very successful event. So our idea was to have a second event for next semester because we have an autonomous university and a network of universities to work with. So the idea is to have this event, to repeat this event for LACRALO. This is Rodrigo Saucedo for the records. Well, I don't know if I understood well. I don't know if it was a comment or a question, but in any case, this mitigation plan, for you to have very clear on your mind, is not only a mitigation plan for the LACRALO community. This is a mitigation plan for the LAC community as a whole and for the community, the LAC community participating in ICANN. So if you want to organize a new event in Colombia, well, the only thing I can tell you right now is that we need to discuss this with the support team. Please write an email to Rodrigo de la Parra, and in that email, please explain the nature of the event. He will be the one responsible for answering to you in terms of budget so that we can have the event. Thank you. Alfredo speaking. Thank you very much.
This is Maritza. Thank you very much, Rodrigo Saucedo. Humberto speaking. Hello, can you hear me? This is Maritza speaking. Yes, I was just about to thank Rodrigo because I didn't really see you were online. Humberto speaking. Yes, I am connected. I just wanted to make a comment because we are working very strongly, and I'm connected with Rodrigo Saucedo and Rodrigo de la Parra. We are working on the mitigation plan, and very soon we will have a list, and we will ask a question concerning what the community is choosing with respect to two slots to know if we are going to use resources for a face-to-face meeting or for the Lacralo meeting in December. We thought of Uruguay as an option to hold an event that Aida Noble is organizing together with her ALS, but we believe the impact will be much stronger in Mexico. However, I understand that we will get some support for this event in Uruguay. That will be a preparatory meeting for the December meeting, actually. I'm sure Alberto must be raising his hand. This is Alberto Sosa speaking. What we discussed some time ago is this is not necessarily one event, but we can have several events. The first one was already held, and we didn't really have any crop support for that event. But we can still hold more events. There will be several events. They all will commemorate the 10th anniversary. Humberto speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. There will actually be several events, and that is why this mitigation plan presented by Rodrigo Salcedo is updated as time goes by. And so our idea is to get support from ICANN to the region so that people can attend. Maritza, can you please proceed to regulate the questions on the chat room? This is Maritza speaking. Maritza, for the record, there is Mark who has raised his hand. Mark, please go ahead. This is Mark speaking. Thank you, Maritza. I'm Mark Dasjalk. I would like to make a comment with respect to the mitigation plan. I just want to say that together with NextGen 53, we have held some events in Brazil for internet governance. And we would also like to involve the different countries in the region. These are initiatives that were held together with the youth, and this is something that we find very important. We are just starting. We started in April. This was the first edition for this initiative. But we would also like to inform the community that this is an effort that is just starting, and we would like to invite you all. Thank you. Maritza speaking, thank you very much for your important comments. We will now read Aida Noble's questions, or listen to Aida, actually. Aida, please go ahead. Maritza speaking. Aida, can you please proceed with your question? This is Aida speaking. Can you hear me now? Yes, I just wanted to repeat what I said in the chat room. This is just to say that we are working on the event for August 30 and 31st in Montevideo. We will be dealing with icon issues, and we just want to inform people here about the massive stakeholder model. We just want to explain the new role for the community, etc. That's all. Thank you. This is Umberto speaking. It seems there is one more hand up yet. Is that right? Okay, so I think there are no more hands. In effect, there are no more hands up. It seems Rodrigo Salcedo wants to take the floor. This is Rodrigo speaking. Thank you. This is Rodrigo for the record. I just want to add to what Umberto has said. And I also want to make use of this opportunity because we have a very important participation of the Lacrallo community. And I want to explain what is it that we're going to ask from the community, because you're going to have to choose. Within the regional strategic plan, there is a project, a specific project, which is to provide support, outreach support for Lacrallo. In 2005, we provided support with two extra travel slots aside from the crop slots so that people could participate in two outreach events in the region. So these were two travel slots. So we made the decision to send two people from the region to ICANN 53, which was held in Buenos Aires, so that there is more participation from our community in this meeting, which is held in the region. So we sent Dev and Juan Manuel Rojas from Colombia. This year, we resumed this project together with Dev, Marisa, and Umberto, and we discussed the possibility of, instead of providing these two travel slots, to provide a budget for two face-to-face events in the region. Of course, one is for Latin America and the Caribbean, and these would actually be small events. I was also forgetting to mention that these are countries where there are no ALSs, so that we can have outreach activities for the communities and see how we can make at large into an ALS. So far, this budget was assigned for two face-to-face meetings in the region, but there is a possibility that instead of having these face-to-face meetings, this budget can be used to send two ALSs in the region for the Lacrallo anniversary that will be held in Mexico, to be held in December together with the Global IGF. So this is it. Thank you very much. This is Umberto speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo Salcedo. This is Umberto Carrasco for the record. Do you have any other comment to make? It seems there are no more comments. This is Marisa speaking for the record. Nobody has raised a hand and nobody has made any comment. Umberto speaking. Hello, Marisa, is that you? Marisa speaking again. I was just saying there are no more questions or comments. This is Umberto speaking. Let's go to item number 7 in our agenda. This is an idea that was proposed by Alberto Soto. Alberto, can you hear us? Okay, so Alberto is speaking now. Thank you, Umberto. I've made an introduction 2 or 3 times on this working group. And I'm now going to change this introduction. A few days ago, ICANN informed ALAC that it has approved the budget for face-to-face meeting. This is going to be informed informally. Olivier Crepin-Leblanc was the one who worked the most on this, and he has sent an email to ALAC, and I'm going to highlight just a few items from that email. So he says there is only a part of the agreement that has been approved so far, which is the approval of financing, of the funding for the event, and what we still need to do is to work hard to make good use of these funds that we got for these face-to-face meetings. We need to work on each RALO, and we need to raise the voice of the end users. We need to make end users to get in and to participate, and we need to inform them of what is going on in ICANN. Somebody asked, right, Mayor, how is it that we can implement these concerns with respect to security. And I think Reitman said, well, it is the user, the one who has to debate, but we just haven't told the user how or where to have this discussion. And it is very likely that the end user will not be able to distinguish which is the problem that we are discussing here, which is a security issue. So we need to make the most of what we have received, and we need to use it responsibly and collectively. These are words from Olivier, and these are not my words. And each crop trip needs to be useful. We need to see if we can work with the NCSG and with UCSG, or if we should not work with them. And we should also share collectively and leave aside any issues we may have among us, among the different organizations, because this is the only way for us to progress, and these are my words, and I even said this at some point. I have used the budget as if it were my money, not ICANN's money. This is the only way to make the best of that money, to use this money in the best way possible. We should not spend our time in parochial arguments, and we should all work together for this. So the way, Olivier is also saying that we should not use this rotation in summits and in general assemblies as a calendar for people to be paid to go to exotic places. On the contrary, we will use this for the public good, and we will resign to anything that is damaging for our community. This is a question of trust. I answered this email, and I congratulated Olivier for his very good work, but I also said that this working group that I proposed long ago, and unfortunately we have not been able to work together so far, one of the main functions is what he is asking, is to get to the end user and to get feedback so that we can just make the most of everything that we are having here. The group has been formed. It is a small group so that it can yield good results in a short time. And the basic concepts are computer, ICANN, and network. I think the scope will be defined soon, where we should start working today. And in the last webinar that was just mentioned on mitigation, I mentioned this issue with Rodrigo de la Parra, and I was not referring to money, but actually to get technical support to have a more friendly presentation with tools that we're not really having. And he said there will be no problem with that, and he promised his support. This is all for now. This is Humberto speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. Would you like to ask a question? This is Raitme speaking. I have a question with respect to the events to work for the community. We need to be more focused from now on to avoid problems of the past, and we should work together. I'm thinking as a potential alternative in calling experts from the Caribbean or from Central America to hold conferences with experts in different areas, face-to-face conferences, so that everybody can feel involved in an equitable manner. We apologize, but sound is very bad. Thank you. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Raitme. What we could not say, what I did not say, is that this course may be provided in your location by each ALS voluntarily. Nobody is going to be forced to give a course that they don't want to give. This has to be voluntary. These courses can be held at universities, at high schools, in professional organizations. There are other courses already, and people can take those courses. This is just to reach those places where we don't even have a connection. We need to start thinking of integration in Latin America. There are connection centers in Latin America, places where people can get connected to the Internet. This is where people who do not have a computer at home and who do not even have electricity go to log on to the Internet. And there are many places like this, and we can have an organization or a coordination and you need to know that we need this information to make our bottom-up system work from the end user, whose interests we are saving or protecting, and get from that bottom up. Each ALS can provide their courses wherever they want, and it's the only way to do this. This is Silvia speaking. Now it's Humberto speaking. Alberto speaking now. Did I drop or not? Humberto speaking, please explain the last part. I was just saying that each ALS can give this course voluntarily. They are not forced to give that course, and this is the best participation we can have. We need to reach those users who do not have a connection, an internet connection. We can use the connection centers in all of Latin America and the Caribbean so that the ALS can issue the call and get together with these people who do not have a connection. But these courses can also be given in universities, high schools, professional associations, where each ALS will want to give it. This is the best way to have a better involvement and the best way to get feedback. That's all. Thank you. Humberto speaking now. Thank you very much, Alberto. I was just saying that we are going to have a doodle poll to see when is it that we can have this first conference call. So those of you who volunteered, you will get an email. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Umberto. Umberto speaking again. Marisa, let's go now to the next item on our agenda, which is the reports from our groups. Marisa speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto. The next issue that we need to refer to very briefly deals with existing working groups. Nowadays we're having 6 working groups, and in some cases we have talked to the people in charge in each group, and what we need to do now is to inform on the status of these groups, to just say where each working group is right now. And we need to see if we can get the proposals. So in a very short time, those groups who have not received that email, we will get in contact with you, and we will ask for the status of those who are in charge, and then we will continue with this closing or the progress of the group so that we can see if we can go on. On the other hand, in connection with the data for the members of the community, we are having some verifications for addresses, contact data, and see if we can update our database to be able to share this information and know that this is an update. We need to know that we can get an update from people who have not received those emails, and very soon you will get an email from them. And you will get an update, and we will try to check if your data is correct as well. That's all we need to do to inform. We need to inform you for the time being. Thank you, Umberto.
Umberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Maritza, for this report. Now I would like to proceed with our last item on the agenda. This is relationship or status of the Lagrallo mediation process. And let me tell you that we had a call with our mediator, the mediator that was selected by staff. And officially we can say that there is a contract with this mediator and that the process will be initiated. The steps will be informed the next weeks. But I would say that this is a process that can last between 4 and 6 months. We are happy with this decision, and the idea is to provide a solution to the problem that we have in our region. Maritza, anything that you would like to ask? Maritza speaking. No, thank you, Umberto. I simply wanted to say that we have expectations. There are expectations. The idea is to start this procedure, this process at once, and the idea is to reach a common understanding. As Umberto said before, there will be a report being delivered soon. We will have a formal communication so that everyone is aware of this topic, and the process will begin shortly. Thank you. Umberto speaking. Thank you very much, Maritza. Okay. I see no hands up. So now I give you the floor to discuss any other business. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, seeing no hands or seeing no questions, no comments. This is Maritza speaking. Sorry, Humberto, but Raidme Citerio wants to speak. Humberto speaking. Raidme, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Raidme Citerio speaking. I would like to ask a question. We still have pending the clarification on remote hubs for our next ICANN meeting, because initially it was informed that no remote hubs would be allowed due to the nature of this meeting. However, up until we wait for the updated information, I would like to make a comment. And this first comment has to do with the courses that has to do with the e-learning platform at ICANN. I had the opportunity to take some of the courses in English and Spanish, and I believe these courses can be supplemented by the capacity building working group proposal for the end users. And the idea is that these courses for aimed at different institutions, so civil society, I mean, the idea would be to have specific courses and to develop these courses on the e-learning platform with support. If you think this is a good idea to work together or to have the support of e-learning to work together and to develop these courses, well, let me know. And I will send to the list a course or the idea of a course on IPv6. So let me send this information to the list for you to have it. Thank you. Humberto speaking. Thank you very much, Aitne, for your comment. I am reading in the chat that there is a question by Alberto in terms of the schedule. Well, first of all, there is a preliminary schedule, but we are not going to make any comment on that because the mediation working group will have to make it official. So once we have that information available, we will share the information with the whole, all the community. That is on one hand. And on the other hand, Maritza, could you please help Christian Casas to reach the end users working group or staff, please? Maritza speaking. Okay, Humberto noted. Humberto speaking. Thank you very much, Maritza. Okay, seeing no other question and no other comment, and we have, it is 27 past 8 in Chile and 27 past 9 in other regions. So with this, I bring this call to an end. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Once again, the meeting
has been adjourned. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.